Good morning. Nice to be back. Been away over the past couple of weeks, resting, playing a lot of golf. As you know, I love my golf. So, but it's good to be back to this church. Love coming back here and to share the word with you as well. So good. And yeah, as Andy was saying, a few things going on in the life of the church as we're in September. Can you believe we're in September? Mad, isn't it? But one thing to be aware of as we're getting engaged with one another in life groups, prayer meetings. If you are interested in sport at all, as you know, I'm very active and Andy loves the sport as well. Golf, football, table tennis, tennis. Let us know because it's good to be together and do all those kind of things together. So let me know because, and I'm always up for a game of some kind. Want to push the football five aside. We're getting that going on Friday. So just let me know. We need to do all that kind of stuff together. It's good, isn't it? Good fun and competitive. Anyway, I want to encourage you as well, if you haven't done already, is listen to last week's sermon. Phoebe, what a word that was. I listened to it this week. So powerful, whatever you do. Really, it's a word in season, and we are a church that honour one another, and it's important that I honour not just Phoebe for that word for last week, but to the whole Owen family. I want to honour you guys this morning because you're just a wonderful family, servant-hearted, giving your all to the life of this church, and we love you guys, and we are definitely blessed to have you in this church. But yeah, please do listen to that message. It was so, so good. And as I said, we're in the month of September, which can be seen as a new season for most of us. The children, the young people, they're going back into their schools. They're going into new years, different schools maybe. Some of us going to universities, maybe going into new jobs, all this kind of stuff. And it's amazing that over this morning, across in the Hope Centre, we've got our kids and youth programs up and running again, really good. And but I just want to keep my message this morning focused on the main thing, and that is whatever season we go through and whatever that season looks like, where it can be scary or unknown, keep the main thing the main thing, and that is keep following Jesus. Keep following the Lord. That is why we are here this morning. That is why we have all gathered together from lots of different backgrounds, places, upbringings. We're all here to explore more about who Jesus is, whatever our season looks like, whether it's scary, whether it's just I'm a bit uncomfortable about going into it. Keep following the Lord. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus because he has a hand over your life. Whatever you do, do not give up on him because he has not given up on you. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord. Lord Jesus, come and speak to us this morning as we unpack this amazing psalm. Our hearts are open to you in your mighty name. Amen. This psalm, we don't really know when David wrote it, but some scholars believe it was when he was in exile, King Saul going after him. Others also believe it could be his rebellious son, David's rebellious son, Absalom, who's after him. Whatever season David is going through right now, it was a season of trial. It was a season of trouble. However, his confidence still remained. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. I love these words in the Passion Translation in verse 14. David says these words, "Here is what I've learned. Here is what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you." I just love those words in that translation. Here is what I've learned, David's saying. Here is what I've learned through it all, through the days of darkness, through the days of fear, through the days of loneliness, through the days of frustration, through the days of wanting to run away, through the days of waiting. This is what I've learned. The Lord will see me through this season. The Lord will see me through it. And I want to encourage us today, as we maybe get into this new season that we are in, whatever it really looks like for us, I want us to enter into this territory, even scary territory at times, but to not give up, but to keep following Jesus and have your confidence that he is the one that will see you through. Look at where we've come from. Look at what we've been through. Look at what the Lord has done for us and through us. He has seen us through the most horrific year as a life of the church. The Lord will see us through, and he will continue to see us through our new chapters, our new seasons, scary seasons, seasons where we are just confined in fear, confusion. The Lord will see us through. Keep on following him. Keep on exploring more of who he is and never lose hope. Because I really believe as we decide to put our confidence in him, we begin to discover and receive a fresh revelation of who he is in our lives and what he is doing right now. And if I'm going to want to know what God is doing right now in this season, I've got to seek him. I've got to spend time with him. I've got to be present with him. I've got to engage myself with him. If I choose to follow him in the ups and downs of life, if I choose to put my confidence in him, even when I feel closed in on, even when I feel that I need to get out of there, I can't breathe, I just want to get out of it, I'm still going to engage my life with the Lord. That's what David does in this psalm. He waits upon him. He engages his life with the Lord. The truth remains for us today. Whatever we go through, God is never absent. The truth remains today that in every situation, God is with us. And we begin to understand this more and more when we choose to not give up on him, but to stay close to him in all situations. And I want to encourage you today to keep on following the Lord by just focusing on a few lessons what David learned. Here is what I've learned. That's my message today. Here is what I've learned when it comes to following the Lord. Following the Lord requires us to bind our life to him. Following the Lord requires us to bind our life to him. One of the key lessons David learned in the season that he was in was to wait. Wait for the Lord. See, this word wait can have, it can have a frustrating impact in our lives, can't it? It is a word that can slow us right down, which can we can often think is a bad thing, because we just want to keep going on to the next thing. It can be the smallest of things. You know, when I play golf, I get frustrated when there's four people in front of me taking ages. It irritates me. I just want to crack on to the next hole. It's the little things, isn't it? Where we're just queuing up in a supermarket, sat in traffic. Waiting can be irritating. But in this psalm, I believe David is showing us that this word wait is so important when it comes to living a life of following Jesus. He mentions it twice. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. But it's important to note what this word wait really means. See, the Hebrew word wait is kada, which means to bind together. That's why in verse 14 in the Passion Translation, it says be entwined as one with the Lord. This is what David is getting at as he is reflecting in this psalm. Even though it's been tough and challenging, even though he doesn't really understand the circumstances of life, he chooses to bind his life to the Lord, whatever the circumstance. His enemy is after him. His own son might be even after him. Life seems to be out of his control, but he still engages his life to the Lord. He still chooses to put his confidence, to put his trust, to give his life into the Lord's hands. And some of us, today you might be waiting for the Lord to do something in your life. You're waiting for him to bring you that breakthrough, waiting for him to give you that opportunity, waiting for him to bring you that healing, waiting for him to take the trials and troubles away. But nothing seems to be happening. It can weigh us down. You might be feeling weak, inadequate. You might feel that you're just getting tangled up with life, with relationships, not knowing what to do next, not knowing what the next chapter really looks like for me. It can be frustrating. We can have feelings of anxiety and fear. But I want to encourage you through all of that, wait upon him by binding your life to him. Do not give up on him, because he's never given up on you. God works through your circumstances. He works through your pain, through your brokenness. He works through your frustration. So wait on him. Wait on him. Seek him with all your heart. See, we can live a life of just saying, I'm waiting for God to do something, when we are actually not living a life of being present with him. This could result in us waiting for a very long time. Or we can live a life on waiting on God by deciding to bind our life to him, whatever the circumstances. And I really believe we begin to see the power of God in our lives when we choose to bind our life to him. As we step into the truth, step into the promise of our life. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. See, I understand, because we're human, we will go through moments of fear. But I believe the more we begin to worship him, the more we begin to seek his face, the more time we sit and wait in his word, the more that we engage in his promises, the more we begin to live a life of binding ourselves to him, and the more we begin to step into a fearless life. See, choose a fearless life by binding your life around the one who made you. Choose a life of light by binding your life around the one who loves you more than any other. Choose a life of salvation by binding your life around your Savior. This is the Lord that we follow today. The Lord of light, the Lord of hope, the Lord of salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is never absent from me. He goes before me. Engage your presence with his presence. This is what it means to bind your life to him. Understanding that wherever you step, the Lord steps. Understanding that wherever you speak, the Lord speaks. Understanding that whenever you breathe, the Lord breathes. Live a life of oneness with him. Bind your life together with him. Wait upon him by binding your life with the Lord. And Isaiah 40 says, as we sung this morning, strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we decide to bind our life to the Lord. Whatever season we are in, a season of trial, a season of trouble, a season of brokenness, a season of frustration, I'm not going to decide to just crawl up in a hole somewhere. I'm going to decide to still put my trust and put my confidence in the Lord and say, God, you are the God of my life. I'm not in control, but you are the one in control of this. Whatever it looks like for you, bind yourself to the Lord. Be present with him. Do not be distant with him. See, Jesus speaks in John 15 about how he is the vine and how we are the branches. He goes on to say, if you remain in me, I will remain in you. We have got to remain in him. Bind your life to him. Remain in his word. Remain in prayer. Remain in speaking to him with other people. Remain in the Lord. Speak the reality that you are going through, just like David did. Bind yourself to him. Following the Lord requires us to bind our life to him. Wait for the Lord. Do not give up. Do not be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Here's what I've learned. Following the Lord requires us to live a life of courage. David says, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. See, following Jesus, it requires courage. It requires us to be courageous. It takes courage to make that step of faith, choosing to give up your life to follow the life that Jesus has in store for us. We don't often like change at times. It can be when we step into the new seasons, the new territory, we feel a little bit uncomfortable with that. And some of us today, if you're streaming in today or in the building today, you might be thinking, well, if I do decide to give my life to the Lord, if I choose to follow him, what does that really look like for me? What does that even mean? See, one important thing that it requires is that it requires a life of surrender. Jesus tells us if you are to be my disciple, if you are to follow me, you must deny yourself. So you might think in listening to that, well, that doesn't sound great. To deny yourself. See, we're in a world where we are hearing so many voices. We are hearing so many voices saying, I can be whoever I want to be. I can do whatever I want to do. We're living in a time more and more where we're beginning to have more freedom in this world. But what begins to happen is that when we decide to enter into the voices of the world, when we decide to enter into all of that, we do slowly begin to enter into the brokenness of the world. Hearing these voices into a world of confusion, into a world of frustration, into a world of fear. But I want to say there is one voice that we must really wait upon. There is one voice that we must really listen to, one voice that we really need to engage with, one voice that really helps us get through life, one voice that helps us see who we are meant to be, and that is the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who calls us not to be of the world, but to be in the world. Listen to his voice. If we are to listen to the voice of God, it requires us to take courage and to deny ourselves, searching not for what I want, searching for not what I want to be, but searching for what my Creator wants me to be. It requires us to be strong, to say no to what the world is offering, to say no to the voices of the world, but to say yes to the voice of Jesus Christ. See, when we choose to bind ourselves to the Lord, when we choose to live courageously with the Lord, we enter into a life of fullness, a life of light, of truth, of love, grace, compassion, and real freedom. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. A life of this really makes sense. a life of understanding who I am meant to be, of life of hearing and knowing that I am called, I am chosen, I am son and daughter of the God of the universe. But it requires us to be courageous. It requires us to have courage to say no to what the world is offering, but to say yes to what Jesus is offering in our lives. And Jesus is the best way. Because as we begin to follow him, we begin to understand more and more that he does have a plan. He does have a purpose for my life. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. This David who writes this psalm, he was a young shepherd boy who defeated Goliath. He was brave and courageous. And we see in this psalm, he refused to be fearful. The Lord is my light, my salvation, the stronghold of my life. He refused to give in to the trouble he faces. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will set me high upon a rock. He refused to be rejected. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. He refused to be isolated. You, Lord, have been my helper. His confidence remained in the Lord. I want to encourage you today to have your confidence in the Lord. Nobody else, but just have your trust, confidence in the Lord God. Bind your life to him. Wait upon him. Take courage to follow him. It is only him who has given us true freedom. It is only him who brings light into the darkness. It is only him who brings hope to the hopeless. It is only him who changes us for the better. It is only him who gives us purpose. It is only him who helps us overcome. So you can live a life of courage. We can be brave. We can step into the places where he calls us to step into fearlessly. We can remain right where we are in the struggle and the difficulties of life, knowing that he is the one who has got a hold of my life. Bind yourself with the Lord. Be brave, be courageous. Say yes to him. Wait upon him. Here is what I've learned. Following Jesus requires us to bind our life to him. Following Jesus requires a life of courage. Finally, I want to say to us this morning, David says, here is what I've learned. Never lose hope in the goodness of the Lord. Never lose hope in the goodness of the Lord. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I wonder if the band want to come up as we come to a close in a moment. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. When we decide to bind ourselves to the Lord, when we decide to live a life of courage with the Lord, we begin to have this confidence that David had. I will see the goodness of the Lord in this land, in my life. I will see the goodness of God in my life, even when it's not great right now, even when it is challenging right now. I choose to bind my life to him. I choose to take courage to follow him. And I will see the goodness of the Lord. And I want to say to us this morning that the goodness of God remains because the good news still remains. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The goodness of God remains because the good news of Jesus Christ remains. You are loved. God loves you so much. Does not matter about your past, your history, your background, your upbringing. It does not have an effect on how God loves you. God loves you so much. And that is the truth that stands today. You are loved. The bad news for us is that we have been separated from him. We have sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've decided to say yes to the world. We've decided to follow the voices of the world. And we've been in a place of confusion, a place of lost, of not understanding what life is all about. But Jesus came. This is the good news. That Jesus came for us. He came to be our hope. He lived a sinless life. He was perfect in every way. But ultimately, he came for you and for me to die so that we can understand life, so we can understand who I'm meant to be, understand my purpose in life. He was beaten and put to death on a cross because the Bible says that the penalty of sin was death, and so God decided to put Jesus, his only son, on the cross for each and every one of us. And the amazing news is that a few days later, Jesus was raised to life. Death could not hold him down. He conquered the grave. He was victorious. And so as we choose to bind our life to him, as we choose courage to follow him, we also choose new life. And we have this wonderful gift of eternal life with him. David says in verse 4 of Psalm 27, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." You can gaze on the beauty of the Lord. You can dwell in the house of the Lord forever by receiving Jesus into your life. And never lose hope. The goodness of God remains. Do you want to follow him today? Following the Lord requires us to bind our life to him. Following the Lord requires us to live a life of courage and never lose hope in the goodness of the Lord. The band are just going to play this amazing song, Goodness of God. And if you're receiving this word today, if you're streaming online, I just want you to take a moment as they're playing this song over us to wait upon him, to decide to bind your life to him and saying, God, yes, this is a struggle of a season. This is a season of trouble for me, but I choose to give my life to you. I choose to follow you. I put my hope in you. I believe in you. I'd encourage you to just take a few moments to just wait on him. Reflect on what you are going through right now and just invite Jesus into your life. And I'll come and do a response later.